Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Business Advocate, thank you very much for hanging around with me today. It's always a pleasure to be part of your day, and I know it's like a dream come true for you to be part of mine. My website is www.jbsba.com. And Morgan Lynch is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend. Morgan is the president and the founder of Logo Works. Morgan, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Folks, you've heard me talk in the past about the importance of having a logo and the importance of building your brand and having something that you can, people can identify, something that's intuitive, something that, whether it be the name of your company, the tagline of your company, the brand promise, the logo, the your marketing materials, about the importance of all this. And Morgan, one of the things I've tried to do is to explain to small business owners that we have an opportunity in the 21st century to not only be successful, but I believe there are places where we can dominate. And I think your company has been a good example of that, proving that as a small business owner yourself. But what we've got to do is we've got to do some of the things that the big guys do, don't we?
You bet. And with some of the tools that we have now on the internet and some of the possibilities, you know, the small business is really, my view, is empowered to do some things that they weren't able to do before and compete with the big guys.
Well, and one of the things that's one of the overarching things that are available to small business owners that didn't used to be available is a lot of technology power and a lot of services and capability that's available now through the internet that we didn't have before. And one of those is the ability to build and grow our brands that way. What I'd like for you to do first, though, is I'd like for you to take us on the Morgan Lynch tour of why a small business owner needs a logo.
Sure. The primary reason you need a logo, and I should say a good logo, is to communicate strength and stability to your customers. You know, first impressions count, and everyone talks about that, but it really is true, especially in business. You only get a few seconds sometimes to get that first impression and to make it a good one. And your logo just happens to be the thing that people see first, and they're going to judge your business. They're going to judge your products and services on that first impression on whatever your logo communicates to them. So having something that looks professional and looks stable or strong or that communicates to your specific crowd is exactly what you need.
Well, and it needs to be something that catches their eye. I mean, of course, when we talk about, there's so many elements to a brand. There's the logo, the name, the tagline or the brand promise, some people might call it. And then there's the critical mass that backs it up. You got to have that. You got to be able to deliver on whatever it is that you're showing people. But there is that first impression that a logo, the part that the logo plays, isn't it? In getting that, in catching the eye and getting people to pay attention to you, whether it be in your mailing that you send them, in a letterhead, on your website, on a business card, on your vehicles, on your signage, or whatever.
Yeah, your logo should reflect your company's values, the product and service that you're selling. If you're, of course, marketing to a younger crowd, then your logo should appeal to them. I mean, it's important that your company image, your corporate identity, really is reflects your products and services, and then also appeals to the exact type of customer you're seeking. A lot of people, you know, if you look around, you'll see logos sometimes and you'll ask yourself, well, you know, who are they really trying to target and who is their customer? But you really shouldn't have to ask that. Your logo should reflect the type of services you have and should appeal, obviously, to the customers you're seeking.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a question I wanted to ask you is when we're building a logo, what are some of the things that we need to pay attention to as we're thinking about this logo? Because I'd like for my audience to participate in the development of the logo, not just, you know, not just give it to somebody and say, I need a logo, you know, give me one. And when you get it, take it. You know, I'd like for them to be part of that process.
Yeah, well, if there's some things you want to consider when, you know, getting your having your logo design, it really is the first step, of course, in establishing your brand. A brand is much more than your logo, but you got to start somewhere. So you're going to start with, you know, the first iteration of your company image, which of course is your logo. And then by putting that logo on different things and combining it either in a website or on a brochure, you're going to actually start establishing a brand and some kind of image in your customer's mind. But of course, it starts with your logo. And one of the first things that you probably ought to consider when having your logo design is, you know, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter as much if you love it or your friends and family love it. It really matters if the customers who you're seeking love it. I mean, if you're in business to do business, then everyone needs customers, and it really matters that your image really appeals to them.
Stand by, Morgan. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 22. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back with Morgan Lynch. He's the president and the founder of Logo Works. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Morgan Lynch is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Morgan is the president and the founder of a company called Logo Works. And we've been talking about your logo and why it's important to have a logo, and we're going to do some more of that. But before we do that, I want Morgan to tell us a little bit about his company. Morgan, tell us about Logo Works.
Well, Logo Works was founded on the premise that we could deliver high-quality design very fast and affordable to small businesses. We started a website, logoworks.com, where, you know, we deliver these high-quality, ad agency quality logos at, you know, very reasonable prices to small businesses.
And you do it virtually. I mean, you actually never, you either rarely or never are face-to-face with a client. They actually, you know, contact you over the internet, and you guys help them with this project in a virtual way, don't you?
We do. We leverage the internet technology for what it's good for, and that's collecting information and then disseminating information. By that, I mean we gather information in a creative brief right online. We ask you about your business and the qualities and things you want to project in your new image, and our designers get to work, and we deliver you the designs via the internet. It's very efficient.
And these are all the things that when people are looking for someone to help them with their logo, these are the kinds of things that the person needs to be, who's helping them, needs to be asking these questions, don't they? What do you do for, what does your company do? What's the culture of your company? Who are the customers that you're going to be serving? What do you want your customers to see? Those kinds of questions, don't you?
Sure. We use what we call creative brief, and it's exactly those type of questions, because anyone working on your logo and helping you establish your corporate identity needs to understand exactly what it is that you sell, what it is that you produce, and the, you know, the image that you want to have and the image that your customers are going to want you to have.
Right. Well, and talk to us about this, the relationship between a designer and the customer. What do you need to know? What more do you need to know from these people that you're designing the logo for?
Well, like I mentioned before, it's really important to understand what the products and services are, and not only that, the target audience of those products and services. So, you know, if you're a realtor and you are selling very high-end homes, then that's very important to know, you know, versus commercial real estate or versus starter homes, because you're probably going to be selling to a different audience, and so your logo and your image might be just a little bit different than it would be if you were, of course, selling commercial real estate.
Now, there are a number of ways that people can have a logo designed. One thing they could do is they could get their, you know, their handy dandy drawing tool in Word or something. They could make their own. We've all seen those, and we know what they look like. And or they could actually find an ad agency, a local ad agency, right? They could help them with that. And that happens. There are plenty of people out there that will help them with that. But the interesting thing about what you do, Morgan, is that you do it online, and as opposed to a local ad agency. And do you recommend, before people come to you, Does it help you if people have already, if your customers or your prospective customers, if they've already had some experience in working with people who do, with creative people who do what you do?
Well, actually, I would say no. No previous experience necessary. We try to make it easy enough that anyone that hasn't really gone through the logo design process before, it's easy enough on our site and with our tools that you don't need to have previous experience. It might be helpful, but it's certainly not necessary because of the way we go about interacting with the customer and asking them the right type of questions. Essentially,
right.
All you need to know is about your business, mm-hmm. and then we can help you from there.
Mm-hmm. Do you think small business owners pay enough attention to the logo of their business?
Well, I would say no, and that's probably because traditionally it's been difficult to get a very professional logo. It's been very expensive because the options available to the average small business owner up until recently have been expensive and time consuming and kind of been hard. Now, of course, with some of the tools that are available online. You really don't have to go through that process. It's faster, it's more affordable, and you can actually get very high quality work and do it very quickly, whereas before it was very difficult. And so I think a lot of small business owners have just thought in the back of their minds that, hey, I'll never have a great logo like that Fortune 500 company because I can't afford it. And so they just kind of went to something very easy, maybe did something themselves in PowerPoint or using some type of graphic tool and just kind of settled for that when they really don't have to.
Well, and the thing is this, what you just said is true of so many different parts of our business, that there are this capability available, folks, as I said earlier today, to small business owners on so many different levels that allows us to put our best foot forward in the marketplace in a way that doesn't take a backseat to any company, large or small. And certainly logos are one example of the ability to have a good logo to help you to deliver your brand. And one of the things that I'd like for you to do is I'd like for you to go to Morgan's site and look around and see what his company offers, and then go find somebody else and compare them. But I'm going to give you a place to start. Or actually, Morgan's going to give you a place to start right now. Morgan, as we go to the break, why don't you give us your website, please?
It's logoworks.com.
Logoworks.com, and now when they get there, can they do a little bit of a trial? Can they noodle around and see what else that you've done for other people?
Well, sure. We have extensive galleries, and you're welcome to go there and check out all the work that we've done and kind of see what other businesses, small businesses, have gotten for their image.
All right. Check that out, folks. Logoworks.com. We're going to come right back after these messages and talk to Morgan a little bit more about your logo. What should it look like? Tintail, stay with us. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Morgan Lynch, the president and the founder of LogoWorks. Their website is logoworks.com. And before we go any further, Morgan, I am on your website, and it reminded me of something that I had heard about before. You guys, I want to congratulate you on getting a nice little mention in Forbes magazine.
Well, thanks. Yeah, it's been helpful to us.
Congratulations. What did they say about you in Forbes?
Well, they said we're a very inexpensive way to get a very high-quality brand, and that are a little different, and that we use a kind of a team approach where we use a team of designers on every project to produce a lot of variety. So they mentioned that as kind of the new aspect of our model and why we do so well.
Well, the more and more small business owners are finding themselves are realizing that they're not just mom and pops. We're not just backwater mom and pop operations anymore. More and more of us are partnering with big companies, and I'm seeing it all the time. I'm encouraging people to think about that. But before you can actually deliver as a partner to a larger customer, they've got to feel comfortable with you at first. They got to feel like that you can speak their language. And that if they take you to a party, that you won't embarrass them. and so that's the reason why I think your marketing material, your image, your imaging is so important. And it's one of the reasons I wanted you to talk to Morgan, folks. I wanted you to hear what he had to say. But Morgan, here's a question I want to ask you about when we're developing a logo, when we're getting someone to help us with this. Shouldn't we be getting multiple options if I hired a firm to create a logo for me? Shouldn't they come back to me with say at least two, if not three or four different ideas?
Well, they should, yes. Now, the reality is that they might not when you go to a traditional ad agency. They're not really geared for that. We found that it's valuable to show a variety of concepts to our customers, and we do that by doing something that's a little bit unique in the logo design industry, and that we actually put a team of designers together, and we don't let them talk to each other so that, you know, instead of getting all of the same concepts, you get very different opinions on the same image for that company. They look at the same information, but they don't talk to each other, and so they come back with all these different ideas of what your image could be. And by doing that, we show the customer a lot of possibilities, and the customer then will naturally have a larger chance of seeing something they really like and that's going to work for them.
Mm-hmm. What about the way the logo should look? Does the logo always have to be intuitive or have the name built into it, or could it just be, well, look at the Nike swoosh? If you never had Nike associated with the swoosh, you'd never put those two together.
Well, you know, also Nike has spent decades branding that into our minds with millions of dollars of advertising, which of course some small businesses might not have that kind of advertising power, and
right.
So it takes time to establish a brand like that.
So do you think? So you think a small business's logo needs to be a little more intuitive?
It depends on the industry, and it depends, again, on your target audience. Certainly can be more intuitive and more descriptive. If you're only going to get a couple seconds with somebody and they really need to understand what you're doing, then you might go with a more descriptive type of logo. Mm-hmm. We see quite a few of those with small businesses, and that's fine. It can still be done in a way that's not too complicated, or, you know, there's many things you can do from a design perspective that are fairly sophisticated and, you know, a little more abstract and look very professional, but are not too descriptive as well.
One of the things that concerns me about small businesses is we may not know how to use our logos and our branding images. We may not always. It's important that once we establish a logo and our imaging, that we use it consistently, isn't it?
Well, it is, and you, of course, see people occasionally that will take liberties with their logo and kind of change them all the time, and, they'll put them on different backgrounds, or they'll change the tagline here and there and not use a font that's the same, and so being consistent is probably more important than even, I would say, than having, the best-looking logo, which, of course, mm-hmm. is subjective, but it's being consistent so that you don't communicate that your company's not stable and not consistent, because if your logo's not consistent, then you kind of get that idea about the company that they're
changing
things all the time.
And it's harder to defend something you haven't been consistent about, too, isn't it?
Well, of course. Like I said, if someone's looking at something that's changing all the time and kind of makes them feel unsettled, then there's no stability there.
Morgan, give us your website one more time.
It's logoworks.com.
Logoworks.com. Check it out, folks. I think you'll like it. It's a very interesting site, and the price is right, too, if you're looking for a logo. I encourage you to check it out. Logoworks.com. Thanks, Morgan. I'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. This program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.